This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, and a political boost for the isolated Russian president after the International Criminal Court charged him with war crimes in Ukraine. Xi's government gave no details of what the Chinese leader hoped to accomplish. And while the war in Ukraine enters another week, VOA's Veronica Balderas and Iglesias delves into how much Americans still support sending resources there.
New Axios Ipsos poll shows that 79% of Americans who identify as Democrats and 60% who identify as independents still support sending weapons and money to Ukraine. But only 42% of Republicans surveyed do. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis made his stance clear last week in a written statement read by Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson.
We cannot prioritize intervention in an escalating foreign war over the defense of our own homeland.
Former Vice President Mike Pence refuted DeSantis' stance on ABC's This Week.
As the leader of the free world, as the arsenal of democracy, America needs to continue to ensure that the Ukrainian military has what they need.
Both Pence and DeSantis are considering entering the 2024 presidential race, but neither has officially declared their candidacy.
North Korea says its ballistic missile launch over the weekend simulated a nuclear attack against South Korea. The North has held 5 missile demonstrations this month to protest the largest joint military drills in years between the U.S. and South Korea. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse and assume billions in losses. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom explains.
In a shotgun merger engineered by Swiss authorities and announced on Sunday, UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion and assume up to $5.4 billion in losses. UBS Chair Colm Kelleher.
We have agreed a framework of support with the Swiss regulators, which ensures a successful integration in the best interests of Switzerland and protects our shareholders.
The deal won applause from other central bankers keen to avoid market-shaking turmoil.
That is Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to the Prime Minister of Israel on Sunday about a plan for judicial reform that critics say endangers Israel's democracy. VOA's Marissa Melton.
President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone on Sunday, telling him that democratic values were a hallmark of U.S.-Israeli ties. He said he supported finding a compromise over a highly contested overhaul of Israel's judicial system. Netanyahu's office said the prime minister assured Biden that Israel's democracy is healthy. Netanyahu has been pursuing changes to the judiciary that would give his government greater sway on selecting judges and limit the power of the Supreme Court to strike down legislation. The plan has triggered weeks of mass demonstrations. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a new study on cancer among military aviation personnel find that there is a 24% increase in cases overall compared to the general public.
The widow of Navy Captain Jim Seaman said that when he'd come home from deployment aboard an aircraft carrier, his gear would reek of fuel. And she wonders if that's connected to his death from lung cancer at the age of 61. Many retired aviators say they suspected there was a link between environmental factors and illness. Now, the second phase of a Pentagon study is to try to understand why aviation crews are getting sick.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces vowed to begin establishing a new civilian-led transitional government on April 11th. Speaking at a news conference broadcast by Sudan's state-run Sunna news agency, Khalid Omar said a finalized political settlement first agreed upon last year would be